not need to take the next test. So it's a bonus indeed. For everyone, all should attempt to listen. Last evening's tape must be passed in full for our evaluation and avoidance of extra classes. Because we are working on illiteracy and a common level of knowledge consistent with our Prime Minister's campaign for education and awareness. The unacceptable face of capitalism. LONRHO, L-O-N-R-H-O, the giant London-based conglomerate, also interwoven with U.S. capitalism, because it is undermining the freedom struggle in Southern Africa. In spite of hanging under the shadow of the International Monetary Fund, President Julius Nyerere and his government charged that LONRHO and its controversial chief executive, Roland Tiny Roland, with meddling in Southern African politics and expanding its operations into white racist Rhodesia and the apartheid racist regime of South Africa in violation of United Nations sanctions. LONRHO, $2.5 million in sales last year, profit made from Africa, was ordered to sell its 18 subsidiaries in Tanzania to the government within 3 months. LONRHO employs some 2,500 people in Tanzania, most of them on tea estates. LONRHO's expulsion was welcomed by the Organization of African Unity and its Liberation Committee. The Organization of African Unity, as you know, recently met in Khartoum, Sudan, and has become a very vitriolic, strong, organized, unified in its campaign for liberation of Africa. Some 49 states met together there. Also, it was endorsed, the actions of Tanzania, by the Liberation Committee, the Patriotic Front, SWAPU, and all of the other liberation fronts that are working for liberation in Africa. All which said LONRHO is well known to be the biggest exploiter. This is the exact words of the Organization of African Unity's release on the subject. Said LONRHO is well known to be the biggest exploiter of the African people in Zimbabwe and Rhodesia. They're the same, Zimbabwe, Rhodesia. Once dubbed the unacceptable face of capitalism by Britain's conservative Prime Minister Edward Heath even, LONRHO is one of the most powerful multinationals operating in Africa. Monopoly capitalist. Its vast holdings include an estimated 1 million acres of Rhodesian land, newspapers and copper mines in Zambia, coal and platinum mines in South Africa, and the largest car dealership in Africa selling Mercedes, Fords, and Toyotas to the rich whites that are there bleeding our brothers and sisters. LONRHO's Tiny Roland hobnobs with Zaire's President Mobutu, Rhodesia's Prime Minister Ian Smith, though Mobutu of late has had little to do with him. Zambia's President Kuanda and Malawi's President Banda, among others. And even though President Kuanda is not on a very good social basis with him either at this time, he is particularly anxious to see a peaceful settlement in Rhodesia, naturally, the multinational corporation is, which guarantees his extensive holdings, and he has provided funds in the past to even a guerrilla leader, liberation leader, Joshua Nkomo, and currently to Smith's black partner, however, the Reverend Nabangingi Sithole, a minister one of the religious leaders, sellouts, that heads the Baptist Church in Rhodesia. As you know, Muzorewa, Bishop Muzorewa, head of the Methodist Church, an Uncle Tom sellout, has pulled away from the interim regime, the illegal government of Ian Smith. Tanzania's expulsion order was meant to deliver a clear warning. Don't try to buy off black leaders in Rhodesia, because it will not work, nor will not be tolerated. In the worst massacre, a terrorist act against the Palestinian Liberation Front, it is suspected that Zionist Israel placed a bomb in an entire block area, killing 47 children that were children of PLO leaders, even Arafat Fatah, the leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, was almost killed. Over 100 have been killed in all, and many more are missing. The 9-story building alone that contained all the offices of the Palestinian Liberation Organization collapsed under the terrible explosion in Beirut. The PLO and all Palestinian Liberation Organizations, even including the right wing, are pointing a finger at Zionist Israel and are warning that there will be retaliations. These senseless acts, as we decry the one that was done in Tel Aviv that killed 2 people, these senseless acts are beyond our understanding of how people feel they can communicate their ideology or take their war to little children. The world should condemn Zionist Israel or any other nation that does this sort of thing to kill children in the name of politics. Princeton University, the breakthrough of the century, nuclear fusion at the very maintained heat of the sun has been achieved. This can mean disaster, or it could mean mass changes into energy. It's the biggest development in fusion research. However, there is thought that the Soviets have broke through, but just do not publicize and make as much fanfare of what they achieve. It could provide energy for the entire world by the year 2000, so there would be no need for dependencies on other fuels. Unfortunately, the strains and stresses in the world and the climate of distrust, cynicism, and brinkmanship will likely not see world without war much, much earlier than 2000. College of Cardinals meets August 25th to begin to decide on who the new Pope will be, as Pope Pius has been finally laid to state, laid in his permanent grave. A statement which seemed rather strangely conceived by most of the public was that the voice spokesperson for the College of Cardinals said they're looking for a pope that will be hopeful and smiling. Well, that, I suspect, would be a rather strange criteria. Ceasefire in Namibia is rejected by SWAPU. They said not until the United Nations agreement is carried out and enforced. Namibia is beginning to distrust the UN agreement, as did Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union. Jerusalem, Israeli ministers propose 5 settlements under much pressure. However, the settlements are not suitable to the Arab world or Egypt at this time. King Hussein praised Carter's steps for the Mideast summit meeting that he's going to conduct in his estate near Camp David. The conference is set for this September. Atherton says Saudi Arabia also gives support to this meeting. Iran, military rule established Friday because of anti-government rioting in nearly every city. Modernization being resisted even by Muslim conservatives. Iran is caught between the Muslim right and the socialist left,
battling for power. The Shah is beleaguered. Tokyo, the peace and friendship treaty with China, is welcomed by United States. The USSR and the voice of Vietnam through Hanoi, Ho Chi Minh City, said that the treaty has brought the world to the edge of war. It threatens world peace as nothing that has been done for some time. The USSR and her allies, the Soviet Union and her allies, are irate over the Japanese-Chinese peace treaty, which gives, they say, credence to the Soviet, the Chinese expansionist aims and endanger the world peace. Japan had agreed originally to remove the anti-hegemony clause that China had placed in that was suspected to be directed at China. But USA monopoly capitalist pressure caused it to be put back in. Iran, it just said now, has had to put all of its cities under martial law. London, Heathrow Airport. Slowdown caused delays in all flights getting out for the last 3 days as the Parisian air control officers continue their strike. Though forced back by national mandate, threat of jails, they have been slowing down work till it's still having virtually the same effect. British overseas telephones. 60% of the lines are not usable. No place farther than Europe can even be heard, as the trade union that controls telephones of Britain have been doing work stoppages, sabotage, and slowdowns. Trade unions, feature of capitalism. They benefit by the free enterprise system, said the British trade unions, as they have called for a breaking off of all relations with the Soviet trade unions over the Soviets arresting two people that they have called working with the CIA, giving government information from the Soviets to the CIA. This act of terror, where 100 and some, perhaps as many as 80 people have been killed in Beirut, in the Palestinian bloc, is reminiscent of the Battle of Algiers in the senseless brutality, said Radio Moscow. It is the common thought that it will unite Palestinian groups, both right and left. It was also absurd in the terms of military tactics. The end result will be a closer union of Palestinian groups. Iraqi has only one answer: retaliation against Israel. Israel is very sensitive issue with Iraq these days. Iraq is calling for a total invasion of Israel, and the Soviets are having some difficulties in controlling them. It's a strain with the Moscow relations, as well as Iraq, of course, is strained with the capitalist world, because it's Iraq that's demanding the Arab League to build its own weapons, Arab nations, OPEC, which is a member of OPEC, to build its own nations. By the way, OPEC has given a significant amount of aid, financial assistance, to Guyana, our own republic. But there's been a number of setups against Iraq in France and England, ambassadors killed, so forth, because Iraq is really threatening U.S. capitalism and her allies. Disturbed Iraqi Soviet relations. Iraqi condemned the communists for being more devoted to outside forces than their own national interest. Iraq, as all nations, we said that's the greatest danger of nuclear war. Very nationalistic. We're going to have several fronts, and perhaps the crash of 1979 is quite right, that the Shah of Iran, these Arab nations, like the Saudi Arabians, will finally be the trigger that will bring us into World War III. Because of the lust for profits, distrust of others, desire for nationalistic power rather than international goodwill and understanding. Naeem Haddad, Secretary General of the National Progressive Front of Iraq, which includes the ruling Ba'ath, B-A-A-T-H party, as well as the communists, said the 21 had been hanged because they tried to form secret cells within the military with the aim of overthrowing the present government. The official denied that the hangings were any prelude to any break in Iraqi ties with Moscow, in that many of them were pro-Maoist as well as pro-Muscovite. Nevertheless, there is speculation that relations between the two countries are not as good as they have been, a development which could be a major blow to the Soviets. Iraq is Moscow's closest ally in the Arab world and the one Arab nation that has signed a treaty of friendship and cooperation with the Soviet Union, which still lasts several years. Moscow supplies virtually all of Iraqi's military needs. In addition to the hangings, government control papers in Iraq have been sharply attacking the communist internationalists, accusing them of being subservient to Moscow and Beijing. The ruling Ba'ath Party, highly nationalistic, though socialistic, and the communists have had a history of violent disputes, although they formed a coalition in 1973 at the urging of the Soviets. The communists hold 2 out of 32 posts in the cabinet. They are a very significant post. The Iraqi press has also begun airing some of Iraqi's differences with the Soviets on foreign policy, which has been accentuated by the problems that Israel is causing in the Arab war, the Arab world. Moscow, for example, supports a negotiated settlement of the Arab-Israeli conflict, while Iraq, after this terrorist act against so many PLO children and adults, older people, their families, killing, as I said, massacring, mutilating, many, many more, 180 dead, Iraq adamantly now opposes all negotiations with Israel and demands that the Arab world, invade and reclaim Israeli land for the Palestinian people that were dispossessed originally by British and U.S. capitalism to make it a Zionist state. Iraq also is now beginning to show evidence of backing Eritrean guerrillas who are Muslim, who are fighting Soviet-backed Black Ethiopia. In one incident that is seen as indicative of Iraqi Soviet strains, the government recently cut off utilities to the Soviet embassy in Baghdad, as it has done to all the British, in fact, and U.S., driven them out entirely. It's become almost anti-everybody Iraqi has right now, except pro-Arab. It did so in order to force the Soviets to relocate. Moscow's embassy had been next door to the offices of Iraqi's president. They are very paranoid about the Western and the Eastern world. Well, we shall see what comes of all of these tensions. I would think anyone who is a student of world politics would be greatly concerned that with a nuclear bomb, bacteriological, chemical warfare, it would be hard for the world to continue without a nuclear war, as Dr. Daniel Ellsberg, high-ranking U.S. official, the Pentagon formerly, said it is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. There seems to be a censorship of the news that came over Voice America about the bubonic plague outbreak in New Mexico. It has not been mentioned whether there are more, whether those two have died that originally had it, that contracted it in the Bible school. As you remember, the bubonic plague, as the racists call Black Death through history, we call White Death, killed over half of the world from 1347 to 1351. In less than 4 years, 75 million, which was better than half of the world's population at that time, were destroyed. And many scientists feel that it will do it again, because there's no real means of combating the disease. They've isolated, know what it is, but don't know how to combat it. They did in that day. It goes to the rat, then to the flea, and then to man. And there are plenty of fleas, as we remember, in all the big cities of California, at least. British overseas telephones are considering their trade union are still going on a strike in spite of government threats that they will be taken over if they do so. Camp David summit, 5 new villages on West Bank. Israel has stepped up the score now. Even though they talk of 5 new solutions, no, this is not correct. They have not talked of 5 new solutions. There's a mix-up in the news here. They've formed 5 new settlements, which is contrary to agreement, on the West Bank that belongs to Jordan. Gaza Strip they conquered from Egypt, and southern Lebanon they took by aggressive fascist terror from Lebanon. They've established 5 new settlements, villages, on the West Bank. This has stepped up the dangers of war, said Sadat. Rhodesia. The United African National Council has endorsed Bishop Muzawewa's demands that the Ian Smith government immediately integrate all schools, industries, businesses, residents, and theaters, or he will withdraw. They still showed him their full support, UNAC did, by 196-12 vote of confidence. They're still making great issue over the one justice, one judge, member of the Ministry of Justice that was dismissed, who was black, Byron Holiday. Guerrillas switched allegiance from the Patriotic Front and the National Council, though, in the process. Many are going into the Patriotic Front because of disillusionment with the 3 black Uncle Tom sellouts and the Ian Smith regime. It's an illusion that there can be any kind of peace with the traditional government, says Joshua in Nakoma. The grievances are far too many to even discuss with Ian Smith. There are no health care. There's no health care provided. There's job inequalities. People do not make enough to even eke out a bare minimum of existence. The ownership of absentee landlords of the land, whites, dominating. No foot privileges for blacks or people of color to go to any place that's public, cannot even go in the same shops, cannot go to the same shows, cannot go to the same restaurants, cannot go to the same schools, and their schools are inferior, cannot go into certain residential sectors. They will not, said the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front now, keep the white man with his skills where they had originally hoped to be able to integrate peacefully. If Ian Smith does not change his patterns quickly, it's going to risk that there will be no chance for white skilled people to remain as they would have and have in other governments such as Angola and Tanzania. The blacks have not retaliated, the people of color have not retaliated at all against the private individual. But he said unless this is stopped, unless Ian Smith brings about elections immediately that are free, open elections, the Patriotic Front is going to drive all of the imperialist and his lackeys, meaning the white that work with him, out of the country. Border dispute continued between Cambodia and Vietnam. Cambodian soldiers shot down 4 MiGs, reportedly. It has not been substantiated by Vietnam. The MiGs were Soviet planes that have been supplied by the USSR, that is a strong ally of the reunified Socialist Republic of Vietnam. There are less bombing raids, however. getting into Cambodia, and Vietnam says there are less bombing raids coming from Cambodia to Vietnam. China calls for something to be done about Vietnam. For centuries, there have been hostilities between the two countries. Unfortunately, Vietnam and China, long before they became socialist, had a history, for 1,200 years, in fact, history of being enemies of one another. Vietnam used to be under subjugation by the Chinese before they became socialist. Vietnamese also shoots down a Cambodian helicopter that goes across its border. Violence between China and Vietnamese. Most of the Chinese sleeping in the open, they claim. Vietnamese security guards each accuse the other of instigating attacks on the border. There are several thousands ethnic Chinese building up between the two borders of Vietnam and China. China had said originally she wanted them. Vietnam said they were the corrupt business elements and they would not be rehabilitated. And obviously China is giving some support to that by showing that they're not going to take them in. Real dangerous situation. Cape Town, one of the most prominent black leaders, died mysteriously. Black liberation leaders. The state called it a heart attack. But even the BBC suggests it was another one of the fascist apartheid government, Union of South Africa, that's been backed by $1 billion of our tax dollars this year, which causes me a new pain. We're responsible for his murder. American Chrysler Corporation has sold its interest in Europe to a French company, as American Chrysler is becoming weaker in the capitalist world market. World Council of Churches are being condemned mightily by U.S. Council church leaders, various denominations, for their assistance of such liberation efforts as the Patriotic Front. We should thank them for assisting the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. There should be letters going out under Professor Tropp praising them for their acts of courage. Back in 1949, it's been brought to light at that time that there were elements in China, in the revolution, that were trying to steer an independent course away from even Stalin. But Chou En-lai came down on that element, and those leaders who wanted to drive a independent course were all removed from office by 1952. Memphis police have still refused to return in spite of a permanent court order now, so we're waiting to see. Will police be dealt the same justice as the United Mine Workers, which was an injustice, after 115 days of strike, when they had no food? AFL-CIO, unfortunately not a free trade union, would not give them any aid. The garment workers that did, socialist garment workers, were charged with conspiracy for bringing them food. Been a wonderful time for movements like the NAACP to have helped them to bring the working class white and the working class black together. But AFL-CIO, due to George Meany, even though he has caused Carter to be as mad as anything, more furious than anything yet, for making attacks on his mistreatment of labor's needs, they would give nothing, as you remember, to United Mine Workers. George Meany, head of AFL-CIO, even though they have quite a treasury for such efforts. They were forced back to work or to jail. The army was going to put them into jail, in fact, fired on them. Let us see if the Memphis police, who have been known for their racism, predominantly white, will be made to comply with the law. It's an unjust law. Their wages are, even sergeants and lieutenants, not equal to bus drivers. And they take risks, we know that, and we certainly hope that there is a working class consciousness that will develop somewhere in the capitalist world amongst police, though it's not yet happened. But we shall see. And thus far, there's been no National Guard orders to fire on them or to arrest them. They have been charged in violation of the law and should be arrested immediately. unless the law shows another inequity and gives special preference or privilege to police. Nuclear plants in Iola, Minnesota are being protested by farmers because of potential leaks that have been rumored is taking place in that nuclear plant that could be lethal to the land and to all living beings for miles and miles surrounding the area. SALT, Strategic Arms Limitation Talks. In a poll taken by United States Gallup poll, 71% of the U.S. public favors a SALT agreement immediately with USSR in spite of all of the fanfare about Soviet dissidents. The Congress has hinged, and Carter, any SALT agreements on something being done about the number of dissidents, so-called dissidents, the Soviets call them criminals, about five of them, that have been convicted of late. Two-thirds of these, of the 71%, were very much aware of the dissidents, but think the dissidents of the Soviet Union have nothing to do with stopping the danger of World War III. They think that SALT talk should be increased. 71% of the U.S. population. This seems to be the end of the news. We hope that you will beautify your homes and plant wherever you can, because we have guests coming in the first of the week from the United States. Important people, head of publisher of a great national chain, and we have a prominent author and others who are due. Wildcat strikes seem to be breaking out in France. Wildcat strikes by auto, electrical, railroad, and postal workers. And now, the flight control people of airlines over the past several weeks are challenging the center-right government's drastic new economic policies, which have already accelerated, sped up inflation in France, and are almost certain to increase unemployment in France. Prime Minister Raymond Barre, B-A-R-R-E, has been imposing an economic austerity program for nearly 2 years. But late last month, he unveiled tough new measures, immediately sparking the wildcat protest. The New York Times called Barre's new policies a jarring turning around. In French economic policy since World War II, Barre's program is aimed at making French industries more competitive, reducing subsidies to state-owned enterprises, restricting credit to ailing private companies, and removing price controls while keeping a lid on wages. Truly a reactionary move. Faced with a loss of government subsidies, a number of factories are expected to close down. It is widely predicted that unemployment will increase from 1 million jobless at present to over 2.5 million by the end of the year. Inflation is expected to jump from last year's 10% to a 25% by the end of the year. The wildcat strikes, particularly at two Renault, French-made car Renault auto plants, contrast with the generally non-combative attitude of the communist and socialist-led trade union confederations, which are Euro-communist revisionists. Following the defeat of the left in last March elections, the main union confederations have bargained quietly with the government and private owners. But the Times reports the grassroots protest movements are more radical than the socialist and communist, as demonstrated by the ones at Renault, and they could result in radicalizing the unions in a new form of independent, radicalized communism, modifying their current attitude towards any type of labor negotiations. All right, thus ends news for this day. Bonus, those that pass it will not take any test after the next one on Tuesday. All shall take one on Tuesday. Thank you and much love. Best of everything. Should have television for our children now, and we should have musicians giving something at 6, 8, then a televised program. I would suggest that tonight, all of you have not seen Parallax View, fit that in somewhere. We ought to have that fit it in soon, because the author of it, the producer of it, will be with us. Thank you. To date, a former CIA agent whose mission verified the presence of Soviet missiles in Cuba, by the name of Morrow, stepped forward giving clear evidence of a betrayal, established the motives, describes the method, and identifies the murderers of Kennedy. The betrayal and treason describes the relationship between the CIA, Secret Service, anti-Castro Cubans, catch this, the Nazis, and Interpol, and the underworld. The betrayal reconstructs the events from the Bay of Pigs to the assassination, answering vital questions and setting the stage for a real in-depth investigation of Nazi activities, and even have plots against minorities and Jews in USA today with deep connections in the CIA and at high levels in the immigration department, and strong connections with Interpol. Well, that should crystallize things for us. The Nazi articles we were covering just before we received the axe, for weeks and weeks, our People's Forum exposed the Nazis, the anti-Semites, like the bishop who still sits protected in Detroit, near Detroit, in the great mansion, though he participated in the murders of several millions of minorities in Hitler's Germany, and is now the presiding bishop over all the Orthodox Romanian church, and is protected and sheltered. That would reveal only the highest levels of U.S. government involvement with Nazis. The gentleman who was an ex-CIA agent who participated under direct orders from the U.S. government in a plan to counterfeit Cuban currency at one time admits to securing the three Mannlicher, M-A-N-N-L-I-C-H-E-R, rifles that were aimed at Kennedy that deadly day in Dallas. He has supplied information to Senator Frank Church Select Committee on Intelligence that was never printed in any of the media, Charges Radio Moscow, and has offered to testify in secret session before a duly constituted government body to supply additional details that could not even be brought out for his fear and safety of his family. But no national inquiry has been requested by any of the various government officials from the presidency through the Senate that he's requested it of. He said there are details of his conspiracy, which Radio Moscow does not have, that would affect the national security of the United States of America. Well, we certainly know that Interpol was one of our first attackers. Little did we think that a bunch of Nazi hoodlums had such high connections. But the ACLU continues to champion them above all these days. Further testimony revealed, I remember one time before, in Ramparts, that Ruby charged the same, where the Nazi movement is strong in Dallas, Texas. A strong anti-Jewish sentiment is very great. It was even mentioned before Oswald died, in a study done by Ramparts, of a pogrom for the extermination of Jews, blacks, and Indians. He was frightened beyond words to convey intelligible meaning as he died under mysterious circumstances with cancer that many writers have said was given to him by artificial means. He declared that Ruby declared himself that Oswald was innocent. Oswald, I recall, was shocked when one of Ruby's strippers, in a map that the police had obtained in her car, she had an accident on the route of the presidential parade that awesome day when President Kennedy was murdered. When it was shown to Oswald, he was shocked. He said, I have been set up. I'm the patsy. Only minutes thereafter, when they led him to a new place of confinement, he was shot to death in front of the television eyes of the entire nation. Ramparts at that time said it would be beyond their scope and ability to trace down the assassination because it involved every level of the U.S. government. I recall that well. It blazoned in my mind. Even the assassinations, a book written by Calling Dallas and Beyond, edited by Peter Dale Scott and Paul Hawk, gave similar findings. It shows that people are just not interested anymore. Conspiracies can come and go and have. That's why no one is interested in taking up our conspiracy. They're frightened for their lives in USA. And having reason to be frightened, I suppose, if one thinks their life is so sacred, more sacred than principle, which I do not share that sentiment, because all the witnesses surrounding President Kennedy's assassination are now dead. The direct witnesses surrounding the assassination of Senator Kennedy are now dead. Direct witnesses, the FBI participants, one of them are dead, and several more witnesses of Malcolm are gone. And they've set up, by letting loose the one lone assassination theory again, the accused killer of Martin Luther King. They set him up for escape, and only luckily, private individuals found him, and he was not killed. The Soviet leaders have extended greetings again in the second day of the Congolese 15th anniversary of their Marxist-Leninist liberation. It's being celebrated in the People's Republic of the Congo. Pravda pointed out for a great need immediately to increase relations and peace aims for all third world countries and members of the Warsaw Pact. They've even called an important coordinating policy meeting in the Crimea, Romania, Czechoslovakia, and Hungary. They're meeting one after another with different nations of their alliance. They say the world is in grave danger of nuclear holocaust. The political course in the United States is the reverse of the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union is doing everything it can to maintain the peace. And the USA, out of obvious ignorance of what nuclear war will mean to them, worse to the USA than any, in that they have no underground shelter system, and over 200 million of their people, better than 3 out of 4, will die in the first few minutes. Costa Rican, beautiful country of Costa Rica, has been the site of the UN human rights meeting. Costa Rica, by the way, has also refused to turn over Vesco again to USA, saying that they consider part of the reason USA wants him is for political reasons. That would be interesting to note. Moscow refers to it. He escaped USA with several millions of dollars that was supposed to have been taken from various trusts. He was a big capitalist who had donated to Nixon. The U.S. Human Rights Commission meeting in Costa Rica are particularly indicting Haiti for 20 years of brutality and cruelty, upheld only, said the unanimous Human Rights Commission meeting, because of the military and economic support given by imperialist USA, West Germany, and Zionist Israel. Over 25% of the population has escaped, even many taking to sea, by rafts which were turned back in Florida because they were black, doing everything they can to get out of the misery that is one of the world's worst dictatorships. Starvation of one-third of the population is taking place. Also, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Paraguay, Uruguay, Chile, and Argentina were condemned. But the most severe condemnation of the human rights meeting in Costa Rica was reserved for Haiti and the Duvalier regime. Young Duvalier inherited from Papa Doc, who was known for his murderous techniques against his opposition. He was a medical doctor who had almost assumed an air of divinity. You can look up in the World Almanac about Haiti and get some idea of its background. The Soviets point to the anti-Soviet character of the resolution in the Japan-China Treaty of Peace and Friendship. It again warned in the sternest terms that Japan will be responsible for China's aggression and expansionist aims and tendencies. There was no words of praise for China, which has been given repeatedly by Moscow, for the domestic type of socialism it has, and the aid it has given in Africa. It said this is wrong and immoral. Carrying the end justifies the means too far to assume that we have the right to take the risk of destroying so many people in the Northern Hemisphere in a nuclear war. If there is the slightest hope, though USSR admits it is getting very, very dim, it is the duty of human beings, of all sensitive thinking mankind, to try to avoid such a nightmare. Where the United States alone, according to Dr. Daniel Ellsberg, would be turned into a desert wasteland. King Hussein of Jordan says the only way for peace in the Middle East is for the Israeli Zionist expansionists to immediately withdraw from their conquered territories. Jordan aligns itself with Iraq in this position. The PLO Front, Palestinian Liberation Front, preliminary reports that 180 people at least have been buried under the debris of the horrifying Zionist terrorist act in Beirut, destroying a whole block, killing at least 57 of the Palestinian Liberation Front leaders' children killed in this bloodbath. Al-Fatah, the head of the PLO, or no other principal leader, was injured. It was mainly their innocent children and wives. It seems that human beings on all sides of the political spectrums resort to the most terrifying methods, particularly the right wing, to communicate their messages. The Union of South African Leaders were all close leaders, were all close allies to Adolf Hitler's Germany. Charge Radio Moscow. It's time that all freedom-loving people of the world demand total economic boycotts and immediate stoppage of oil shipments to South Africa. It's only been by this means that the USA has kept Rhodesia alive by shipping oil and military supplies to South Africa, the apartheid racist state, and they in turn have shipped it into Rhodesia. Israel and USA have boycotted the United Nations Commission on Racism, Anti-Racism, and Discrimination. One third of the blacks in USA, adult blacks, have no work of any kind. Over one half of the Indian population, more, according to Radio Moscow. They only have the official facts that USA give. They have no immediate way of telling. But according to them, it is as high as 8 out of 10 American Native are unemployed. Radio Moscow says that already U.S. has begun genocide. U.S. authorities have begun genocide against American Indian. And it's a forerunner of what they will do to Indians, blacks, and Asians. Their treaties have been broken. Their reservations have been broken up. Their lands have been reclaimed by the government. No treaty that they ever gave or made with the Indian nations have been maintained or honored. Since 1976, the USSR has held the highest record in the world for housing in terms of providing housing, not only benefit housing, but more than adequate housing for all of its people. UN economic sanctions in Rhodesia are not successful because USA have not implemented them. Charge Radio Moscow. UN Security Council sanctions against Rhodesia denounced. Western nations, also bound under the guidance of U.S. imperialism, is denounced for the sneaking in or the clandestine entrance of over 16,000 immigrants who are trained combat people into Rhodesia. They are now in the Rhodesian army, but they're nothing but mercenaries. They call it illegal, immoral, and violation of all international law. World Conference in Geneva on Racism, a function of the United Nations, and all decent human beings. It is amazing, said Radio Moscow, that Israel and USA would openly flaunt such a conference by saying that they will not attend. There's an international movement for the abolition of racism. Says Radio Moscow, socialism and communism provide for the only true equality with nationalities and races of all varying backgrounds. Special emphasis on racism is a theme of the World Conference in Geneva in South Africa. USSR condemns the racist and fascist policies of the Union of South Africa. Not once has USA ever condemned officially that racist regime murdering our people with our tax dollars every minute. It recognizes only, the World Conference recognizes only, the Patriotic Front in Zimbabwe and SWAPU in Namibia, the Southwest African People's Organization. This conference plays an important role in a program of action against racism, which will continue even though USA has shown its racism and Zionist Israel has shown its flagrant racism by openly boycotting the meeting. Summit conference on Egypt. The Israeli talks and Egyptian talks under the auspices of Carter at Camp David have been condemned by Radio Moscow as only an attempt to get a separate deal with Egypt to try to get Sadat to yield to Israeli maniacal demands. Israel has refused to give up one piece of dust of its conquered territories. As its prime minister said, Begin, he would rather go down in the dust of nuclear war than do otherwise. He's already made it a more impossible situation by authorizing and beginning 5 new settlements on the West Bank of the territory he conquered from Jordan. Palestinian Liberation Front says United States will talk Egypt into more concessions by threatening the cutoff of various economic aid that they need. Conference on Russian Federation, Parliament, new laws further democratizing the rights of Soviet citizens. All Soviet citizens are guaranteed equal votes as it is presently. 904 deputies are elected for the Parliament of Russian Federation, the Soviet Federation. All citizens, 18, have the right to vote. Religious views and particular interpretations of Marxist-Leninism must not be brought in as relevant to their potentiality as being a candidate for any of the offices. Trade unions in the Soviet Union, their role. It's the largest public organization in USSR. They have 121 million members, living conditions, efficiency, etc. State of affairs of the worker is entirely their business. They draft all laws, the trade unions do. The free trade unions of the USSR draft all laws on working conditions. The goal of the trade union movement thus implements the goal of the government. Their goals coincide. $30 million ruples paid out last year on workers. $30,000 million were paid out on workers' benefits. Double that, just workers' benefits, housing, medical care. Double that amount spent on defense. Whereas in USA, more than half of all of our taxes go into the warmongering efforts of the Pentagon and the horrible tortures and schemes for overthrowing governments of the CIA. Unions are independent of government in socialist countries in the Warsaw Pact, says Radio Moscow. And their role in taking full leadership for all labor laws and rights are expanded by the new Soviet Constitution. Under the present Soviet Constitution, and the guarantees will continue, guaranteed no censorship of mail, no phone tapping, no intrusion by any means electronically into the private life. Right of privacy is sacredly guarded under the Soviet Constitution. New laws under new Soviet Constitution will prohibit the press from libeling or slandering anyone's name. The courts will take care of that because children and family would be defamed. So the press will have no right to appeal to sensationalism. Soviet press is so different, and most socialist presses are quite different that way. They don't read with blood and guts and talk about all the heinous crimes. Don't slander people as it is, but now there'll be legal protections against it. The courts will resolve matters with individuals so that their families will not bear the brunt of anything, any wrongdoing that someone does. Would it not only be that we had such in USA? Because there, good people like ourselves and all other socialist leaders, our reform leaders, civil rights leaders, have had their names utterly massacred in the press. Over one half, better than 60%, of all those who hold public offices in the Soviet Union are made up of peasants, farmers, and textile workers. The others are made up of teachers and professional people. They hold the same power, receive the same wage in their office, and they have no difference of status. True equality, says Radio Moscow, that if all the world would copy we would be at peace. Thus ends the news of the day. Pass these news, the 25-minute newscast and this 25-minute newscast, and you won't have to take the next test. It's bonus news. Those that do extremely excellent will also have other awards we'll work out later. The rest must take, in other words, there'll be two tests. You could venture on two if you choose. That eases your burden for a while, so you can divert your activities into other things. But all must take the test involving the PR and the news that was covered, that's in the tape of last night. Thank you very much. Movies will be shown in a short while in the pavilion.